Yeah, I like this, huh? What's going on? How y'all doing today?
What did you tell us?
What's up? You speaking? What's going on?
Can you take us through your interception?
Man, film study. When the 30 came in the game, we knew they'd like to get the ball to him, and he screen guy, so they ran away from me. He was running to me. If he didn't cut me, I knew he was going to throw the ball back, so he didn't go for the cut block. I fell off the rush and guarded him and made a play on the ball.
What did it mean to you to have this type of game today?
I mean, I'm just trying to find ways to win. We're just trying to find ways to win out there. I think everybody stepped up today. DBs was locking up today, and the whole front line was getting to the quarterback rushing good. So it was all around good defense, offense, game plan.
Jadeveon, last year you weren't able to play in the playoff game, and obviously today you did and made an impact. What was this like for you and this team to be able to get this playoff victory under Bill O'Brien in your home stadium?
Oh, man, it was good, man. We needed it. You know, people just think we're here just to be in the playoffs. We ain't just here for the playoffs. We're here to try to win games and move forward, and that's what we're here to do. No matter what the outside say or the critics say, we know we got. We're just going to keep fighting all season, like I tell y'all every time I talk to y'all. So that's what we're here to do. You just hear her? Okay, I'll tell you again. 30 was in the game, and they like to get the ball to this guy on screen plays and draws. So when he ran, they ran away like a roll pass. He was trying to block back, but he never blocked me or cut me. So I said I was going to guard him, and they threw the ball back for a screen. I tipped it and got it.
JD, you touched on the performance of the secondary earlier. How critical was it in terms of making Connor Cook very uncomfortable in the pocket that you guys were so good on the back end?
Oh, it was good, man. Our DBs locked down up front. We was moving the line, disguising real good, messing them up, and you know, couldn't get a good read. And he was holding it some, and when he was letting it go, he wouldn't hit nothing because they was guarding. But came out, it worked good for us. We held them wet. How many yards? Not really, many to nothing. So you know, we got the win. That's all that matters.
Jadeveon, Pro Bowl, All-Pro team, and today. How much fun are you having right now?
All right, man, I'm just happy to be out there, man. I've been through a lot, and for me to come out here right now and try to help my team get a win is big, and, you know, I'm happy.
Jadeveon, what does it mean to you as the number one pick, a guy that the franchise put a lot of faith into to have this kind of playoff game at home?
I mean a lot, man. Like I said, them guys picked me from number one. They seen something in me. Things didn't go well earlier in my career, but, you know, I'm on the right track now, and things coming together. I'm healthier, and out there playing ball, playing good ball, and, you know, we all come together and play good defense.
Is there any extra something with going up against a team that had Khalil Mack also in your class?
Man, anytime you go against somebody in your class, man, you're trying to outperform them, and, you know, he's a good player. You know, he do just about the same things, but, you know, got to go out there and compete every play, no matter who out there. I don't care who we playing. I compete at a high level. That's just my game. That's just how I play the game.
JD, obviously there have been conversation this past week about Bill O'Brien's future. Everybody knows.
Everybody
knows how the team feels about him.
That. I don't know. I'm just talking about the team right now. But
what
a team?
Yeah. Everybody.
We moving. We doing good. We holding it together. I don't know what's going on that, but I ain't heard that. You just told me for the first time. So,
is there anything that today's game represented that you guys wanted to go out and do this for him?
I didn't know nothing about it. We want to do it because of us. We try to fight every game to win every game. We don't just go out there and slap it on the field just to lose and win. We try to win every game. So no matter what's going on with that, we out there playing for each other and trying to have fun. So, okay, man, got to win.
Do you take an extra sense of pride out of the fact you guys went up against one of the better offensive lines in the league and were able to do what you did?
Game. We smacked them the first game, man. I got away in the fourth quarter. Coming in this game, they had a few guys banged up and out, but, hey, that was good for us. I was going out there trying to really get out them again, and it paid off for us today. We got the win.
To do it twice, that obviously has to mean a whole lot then.
First, what, go out there and hit them in the mouth? Oh, it don't take much. Just line up and hit them in the mouth. That's anybody.
Is a tip drill like
we practice it every day too.
Yeah,
tip and drill. We practice it every day.
Does it usually go that well?
It goes just the same. Well, I tip about three times, and I usually score, though. I ain't get to score this one, but I usually score, so I left that part.
That's actually my question. I've texted back and forth a guy named Bobby Carroll. He wants to know why you didn't score on that
play.
Man,
dude grabbed my foot. I was trying to kick him all in the head and everything. Get away. I was mad. I was trying to. I told Vince if he was in the game, I would have pitched to him, but I didn't want to pitch to nobody but Vince. I want to see the big man rumble for the touchdown, man. All right, thanks. Hey, y'all have a good one.